Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. In his first interview to a digital platform, SEBI Chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey spoke to Money Control's N. Mahalakshmi and Rajesh Kumar, articulating the regulator's thinking on multiple issues, from market reforms to investor safeguards. Pandey said that the regulator is reviewing the 35% retail investor quota in IPOs. He made it clear that the T plus zero stock settlement mechanism will remain optional for now and underlined that SEBI won't police asset valuations, focusing instead on expanding the market depth and capital formation. Pandey, however, cautioned investors to be watchful for SME IPOs and highlighted the need for informed investment decisions. SEBI, he added, is undergoing a spring cleaning review of its regulations. Pandey also highlighted that the total expense ratio for mutual funds is not currently under review, with SEBI focused on simplifying regulations for optimum regulation. Apple has started the ramp up of its India export manufacturing hub as part of its shift from China to India. As part of this change, Foxconn has started production of Apple Incorporation's AirPods in Hyderabad for exports and will soon expand iPhone production at its Karnataka facility near Bengaluru, reports Danish Khan. The Karnataka facility will be Foxconn's second largest outside China, being set up with an investment of $2.8 billion. Apple aims to shift production of over 16 million iPhones annually to Indian factories by the end of 2026. Speaking of big gains, India's wealthiest are seeing a surge in their fortunes, with Reliance Industries Chairman and MD Mukesh Ambani returning to the $100 billion club, reports Ravindra Sonavane. Ambani's net worth jumped nearly $20 billion from a March low to over $100 billion. Driven by strong rebound in Reliance Industries and Jio Financial Services stocks. Other billionaires, including Gautam Adani and Dilip Sanghvi, also saw significant gains, although a few remained below the record highs. While US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has publicly insisted that Washington and Delhi are very close to a tariff deal, closing the deal might take longer than expected, reports Adrita Chatterjee. India and the US are likely to take at least 6 months to conclude negotiations on the bilateral trade agreement, potentially missing the 90-day tariff pause window. While New Delhi has been agreeable to most of the US's demands, America's wish list on tariff cuts centers around India's sensitive agriculture sector, making it a major sticking point in negotiations. The National Restaurant Association of India has paused its plans to integrate with the Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, reports Ariman Gupta. Citing operational instability and lack of strategic commitment, NRAI's decision marks a notable shift in its stance towards ONDC. This development may create opportunities for rivals such as Rapido to fill the gap in the food delivery market. And finally, Maryam Faruqi has an interesting piece on the economic impact of Coldplay's recent India tour. The band's 5 concerts in India generated ₹641 crore in business and created around 15,000 jobs. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.